Stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers. As you call me, deeper still, as you call me, deeper still, as you call me, deeper still into love, love, love. You're a good, good father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you and bless you for your loving kindness towards us. We thank you that you are faithful. We thank you that you are gracious towards us. We thank you, O God, for the wonderful loving kindness of God in all situations at all times. Take all the glory, all the praise, and all the adoration. Father, bless your word in our life today, O God. Open our heart to receive your word and let it transform us, O God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me welcome all of us who have come to the website of Living Hope Church today to listen to our podcast or even to download it completely. Thank you so much, and I pray that God in His mercy will visit you. He will touch you, and whatever you have put before God in prayer, that God may hearken unto you and sort things out for you. I am your host, Pastor Dr. Kemi Atanda Ilori. On today's podcast, I want to share with us on setting our mind on prosperity. Setting our mind on prosperity. We need to be able to understand what a prosperity mindset is. We need to be able to walk with a prosperity mindset. This is an important issue for us as Christians, because there are just so many people out there who are exploiting people's vulnerability, people's greed, people's poverty, people's emotional situation in relation to wealth and to poverty. There's a lot of deception that is going on. I'm not going to be criticizing anyone, but I want us to just, by the grace of God, understand that God in His mercy wants us to prosper. And it is not by giving our tithes to people. It's not by giving our money to some church leaders or to some church organizations and making ourselves poor in the belief that that's the way God will make us to prosper. Those people will become prosperous, and those who give them will become poor. Those people will be buying jets. They'll be buying private jets. They'll be living in luxury. And those who give to them, thinking that they are giving to God in order for God to make them prosper, as if it's a bribe, that you can give God a bribe, and then if you give God a bribe, He will make you to prosper. There's a lot that is just emotional manipulation. Therefore, in today's podcast, I really want to help each one of us to understand that God has some principles in His Word that will develop our prosperity mindset and that will make us to prosper in the way that God wants us to prosper. Remember that even those who don't believe in God, they can be rich and famous. Even those who don't pray to God, they can be in the highest positions in industry, in government, in so many ways, in sport. So when we are talking about prosperity, as Christians, I don't want us to be carried away with the kind of prosperity that the world knows. I want us to focus on the prosperity that the Bible tells us. It is God who makes us rich and does not add sorrow. Okay? The prosperity of God is focused upon Him first and foremost. You focus your life upon God first and foremost. You love Him with all your strength, with all your mind, with all your ability, first and foremost. And you love your neighbor as yourself. The prosperity of God is so awesome. And it's so awesomely different to the prosperity in the world. Okay? May God in His mercy just help us to have a godly prosperity mindset. Not the kind that so many people preach about in the so-called prosperity gospel. Okay? I'm going to start with Psalm 113, verses 7 to 8. Psalm 113, verse 7 and verse 8. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may sit him with princes, with the princes of his people. So very clearly, this is what God does. Poverty is a very, very negative thing. That's why God says he raises the poor out of the dust. Don't be poor. God lifts the needy out of the ash heap. And what God wants to achieve when he does those things was to make us sit with princes, with the princes of his people. So you must know that it is the will of God, it is the prayer of God, it is the desire of God that you should prosper. God is interested in the prosperity of his people. Another scripture says, I desire that your soul prospers, even as you prosper in all things. God wants us to prosper. Poverty is a very negative outcome. Now, some people are going to blame poor people, but the Bible doesn't actually blame poor people. The Bible recognizes that poverty is caused by greed and wickedness, first and foremost. Poverty is caused by greed and wickedness. Okay? Government that doesn't look after their own people, that creates poverty for them, and people who steal and rob and do all sorts of things to make people poor. So poverty, as far as the scripture is concerned, is created mostly by greed and wickedness, by greed and cruelty. The other factor that the Bible shows us in terms of causation of poverty is laziness, indolence. Okay, that some people are just lazy. Okay, so God wants us not to be lazy, but to be hardworking. Perhaps the best example that we can see is the story that Jesus told about that king who was going away and called his servants and gave them talents. And he said to them, trade until I come. So he gave one person 5 talents, another person 2 talents, and another person 1 talent. The person who had 5 talents traded with his 5 talents and gained 5 more. The person who had 2 talents traded with his 2 talents and gained 2 more. But the one who had 1 talent, he went and buried it. So he failed to take opportunity to maximize the opportunity that God has given him. So sometimes it is very clear that people are not using the gifts that God has given them. They are not making use of the opportunities that their government presents them, their family presents them, their parents present them. They waste those opportunities. So clearly that can also be one of the significant causes of poverty. Nevertheless, in today's podcast, by the grace of God, I really want us to know that it is the desire of God to raise the poor out of the dust, to lift the needy out of the ash heap, and to sit them with the princes of the land. So what we need is a prosperity mindset. We need to set our mind on prosperity. It is not a virtue to be poor. So for somebody to say, oh, it's good to be poor, you will go to heaven, tell them that that is not a virtue. Poverty is a stigma. Poverty is a killer. And if you genuinely have found God, if you genuinely have experienced salvation, salvation is accompanied by prosperity. Salvation is accompanied by prosperity. Not just by speaking in tongues and the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. That's wonderful. But also importantly, salvation is attended by prosperity. And may God in His mercy fulfill this word in your life. So you may want to ask me, what's a prosperity mindset? How do we see it in the scriptures? Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 3 is a good place to start. But even in the book of Genesis, from the very first beginning, we see that when God created men and women, He blessed them. The blessing of God is so important. It's so important for us to remember that He says, have dominion, flourish, multiply. So He blessed men and women. So He's already given us everything that we need to prosper. Of course, sin damages that. Sin destroys our potentials. So we know that sin is what is behind greed and wickedness. And sin is also behind what is laziness anyway. So when you move from Genesis chapter 1, you go to a place like Genesis chapter 9, chapter 10, you meet a man called Noah. After the flood, he prepared an altar. He was so happy, he worshipped the Lord. He made a sacrifice on the altar, a sacrifice of thanksgiving. God smelled the aroma. And God repeated the blessings that He gave in Genesis chapter 1. God said to Noah, be fruitful and multiply. So it is God's blessing to everyone, whether they know God or they don't know Him, no matter their religion, no matter their ethnicity, no matter their sexual orientation. God is a gracious God. He's a faithful Father, a good, good Father. So we know that it is God's desire that everyone should prosper, everyone should multiply, have dominion. But more than that, for those of us who through the Lord Jesus Christ, we've come to God, God has a special covenant with us. Sometimes we call it the providence of God, the extraordinary control of God over our lives. The providence of God. So, this is where we are starting today when we are talking about a mindset for prosperity. A mindset for prosperity. So, the beginning for those of us who have come to God through Christ Jesus is that we have a covenant with God that salvation is accompanied by prosperity. Salvation is accompanied by prosperity. So if we think of a person like Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 3. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. God was giving Abraham an extraordinary set of promises based on calling him out of his family, his culture, and so on and so forth. That is who God is to us. He calls us to Himself through Christ Jesus, and when He does so, He transforms our life. There is a covenant of prosperity on everyone that responds to the calling of God. When God in His mercy opens your heart to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you must know consciously that what He has done is to open a covenant of blessing upon your life as well. So it is not just salvation in a spiritual sense. It is also salvation in a material sense. God transforms your life spiritually and materially. He takes you from poverty to prosperity. If you genuinely follow God, if you say yes, He has drawn you from your culture, from your people, from your family, you now are totally surrendered to God through Christ Jesus. You walk with Him, you obey Him. You do His will because His Holy Spirit is guiding you. You will have a mindset of prosperity based on the covenant of God for your life. In blessing, God will bless you. In multiplying, God will multiply you. And so the first aspect of a prosperity mindset is that you must know and walk according to the covenant of God for your prosperity. You must sincerely believe it. You must sincerely trust in God for it. You must sincerely set your hand upon what you can do. Whatever potential you have, you must set out to achieve your potential. God has deposited in you all that you need, not just to survive in life, but to thrive. He has deposited in you from birth everything that you need, and His providence will be working to ensure that He brings about your prosperity. So the first step on the ladder of prosperity, the first aspect of a prosperity mindset, is that you must know and walk according to the covenant of God for your prosperity. The Bible says, those who know their God, they do mighty exploits. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 32b, the people who know their God, they shall be strong and carry out great exploits. So that's the first aspect of a prosperity mindset. You need to definitely, consciously, walk with a prosperity mindset. That should be your consciousness, that providence is working for you, that God has gone ahead of you to multiply you, to increase you, and that you must put to work every potential that you have, every gifting of God. Number two, obstacles in your path are opportunities for God to perform His miracles of prosperity. Obstacles in your path, you don't give up. You don't run away. You know, when you look at the children of Israel, when God was bringing them out of slavery in Egypt, and He was directing them through the wilderness, every obstacle in their path became an opportunity to complain against God, to rebel against Moses. They are not walking with a prosperity mindset. They have forgotten the covenant of God, that God has said to Abraham, in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you, you and your descendants. I'm giving you this land. I'm taking you, when He spoke to the descendants of Abraham, the children of Israel, I'm taking you from slavery in Egypt to a good and large land, a land flowing with milk and honey. You will have your own vineyard, you'll have your own fig tree. That's what God desires for all of us. But guess what? A number of people, if not many people, the difficulties of life, the challenges of life, make them to forget that they have got a covenant and that the providence of God, the overall control of God, God is in control of every situation, all human affairs. The providence of God is working on their behalf, even as they walk with God in faith, in love, in hope. So, a second characteristic of a prosperity mindset is that you will know indeed that every obstacle in your path is an opportunity for God to perform His miracles. So you see this in Genesis chapter 26. You see how Isaac, when there was drought in the land, he wanted to go away, wanted to go somewhere else. And God told him, don't worry. I know your father Abraham went to Egypt, but Egypt is not meant for you. A lot of people will say, I want to go abroad. Abroad may not be meant for you. So God told Isaac, listen, I know your father went to Egypt when there was drought, when there was famine in the land. Now that there is famine in the land in your own time and you want to go to Egypt because that's where your father went, I don't want you to go to Egypt. Stay in the land and I'll prosper you. So the drought became an opportunity for God to perform his miracle of prosperity. And we see in Genesis chapter 26 that God told Isaac to sow in the land. And in verse 12, Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper. He continued prospering until he became very prosperous, for he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Listen to what we are saying. He sowed in that land. He was a farmer. From being a farmer, look at all that he got. He sowed in that land multiple income streams. He reaped 100-fold. He began to prosper, continued prospering until he became very prosperous. Other income streams, flocks, possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, a great number of servants, so the Philistines envied him. Multiple income streams. He just didn't sit on one pot of gold. This was a man walking in a prosperity mindset. He began to use all the potentials. Began to see all the various possibilities and opportunities that God has for him. In verse 19, even when he dug wells and his enemies blocked them, verse 19, and Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. So he called the name of the well Esek because they quarreled with him. He didn't give up. Then they dug another well and they quarreled over that one also. So he called his name Sitna. He didn't give up. Every challenge is an opportunity for God to work his miracle of prosperity. So in verse 22, Genesis chapter 26, verse 22, Isaac moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Rehoboth. Don't stop until God gives you your Rehoboth. Your Rehoboth is ahead of you. God will make room for you. The providence of God will work for you. You just need to know this second characteristic of a prosperity mindset. Every obstacle is God's opportunity to prosper you. Don't give up. You see the same thing in Genesis chapter 31. This was the son of Isaac, Jacob. He went to Paddan Aram. He worked for Laban. Laban was a very difficult taskmaster, a cheat and a fraud. Laban tried as much as possible to destroy Jacob, to make him poor. But Jacob, understanding that every difficulty is an opportunity for God to prosper him, depended upon God. He never gave up on God. He kept thinking of what else he could do to achieve what he knew God had promised him. And so, because he didn't quit, he wasn't a quitter. He never gave up. He was a goal getter. He was a creative thinker. He was a person who knew that once God has promised you something, that becomes the very basis of your action in life. So in Genesis chapter 31, from verse 6, and you know that with all my might I've served your father, yet your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God did not allow him to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckled shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore speckled. And if he said thus, the streaked shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore streaked. So God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me. You see? So all the disadvantages that Laban the employer heaped upon Jacob. Jacob just knew his God. Those who know their God will do great exploits. Listen, second characteristic of a prosperity mindset. Every disadvantage that you meet, you know that it will turn to your advantage. You don't give up. Every misfortune that you meet, you know that it will turn to your fortune. You don't give up. You don't give up. In John chapter 6, from verse 5 to verse 13, we meet the Lord Jesus. So many people had come to listen to him, and they needed to be fed. And the disciples of Jesus, the apostles, were troubled and worried. You shouldn't be troubled and worried. If you are walking with God and you are walking with a prosperity mindset, you shouldn't be troubled and worried at all. God is always there. He will provide for you. You need to know that. So Jesus said, "What have you got?" They said, "We've only got 5 loaves and 2 fish. And this is something that is being supplied by a young boy here. That was his lunch. And he offered it to Jesus. And Jesus took it. Thank God for it. And broke it. And he fed 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. Jesus was walking in a prosperity mindset. When you are walking in a prosperity mindset, every disadvantage is an opportunity for God to do something new with your life, to move you forward, to provide for you. That's what has happened in my life, in every situation. And greater things than this God will do for me. We are talking today about walking with a prosperity mindset. Walking with a prosperity mindset. Set your mind on prosperity. Don't let anybody fool you or cheat you. Don't let anyone preaching prosperity gospel rob you blind. Because you are emotionally vulnerable. You want to get rich quickly. And they are showing you things that only favor them. You know, they buy private jets and you buy private nothing. You remain in your poverty. When it's just so easy to develop a prosperity mindset that works. And this works because this is the will of God for your life. Number 3. You must make the most of the resources that God has placed at your disposal. A prosperity mindset never complains. Never ever complains. A prosperity mindset is not a beggar's mindset. Some people, they live a life of begging and begging. You know, they are constantly depending on others. They are constantly thinking, somebody will give me, somebody will give me. I will go and beg and get. They have a beggar's mindset. No, a prosperity mindset. You make the most of the resources that God has placed at your disposal. God will constantly multiply what God has supplied. Come on. I'm talking about what I know to be true. Even those who are not Christian, how do they become rich? You know, the capital they have got, they work with it, they get more capital, they work with it, they make more profit, they work with it. It's a very simple principle. Get a prosperity mindset and stop being fooled by people who rob you blind. People who make themselves rich by preaching a gospel of prosperity which asks you to give them money, pay your tithes. You know, they do fundraising. They say, we want to buy a jet, and you go and give them money, thinking that if you do that, God will bless you. That's not the way God blesses. No. Give and it shall be given to you. Pressed down, shaken down. That is for people in need, not for people in greed. People in need, your neighbors, your families, your friends. Not for people in greed who are running multi-million dollars ministry and they are still taking your money because you are, well, what shall I say? You are not clever. You are not smart. You are emotionally vulnerable. You don't understand that God has given you all that you need to prosper in life. Everything that you need. As you are being conceived in your mother's womb, God has deposited in you everything that you need to thrive and to flourish in life. And when you give your life to Jesus, you have godly prosperity as a kind of covenant that comes with the salvation that you find in Jesus. Stop letting people fool you and exploit you. Stop that. Stop allowing people who are preaching, you know, some rubbish. They emotionally fool you and fool others. This is what we are saying. Make the most of the resources that God has placed at your disposal. Ask God, how can I multiply what you have supplied? I've given you the example of Isaac. He listened to God. Multiple income streams generated from simply farming began to turn his hand into other things. He didn't just, you know, do cocoa farming or garlic farming or cucumber farming. He began to think of other things he could do with his capital. Multiple income streams. You too. You can think of what are the things that God in His mercy can help you to achieve with what you have got. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 15 to 18, this is the example of the five talents that I was referring to at the beginning of this podcast. Matthew 25 from verse 15. And to one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them and made another five talents. And likewise, he who had received two gained two more also. But he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. And a lot of people are like that. You shouldn't be like that. We must move on. On today's podcast, we are listening to the Word of God. And the title is, Set Your Mind on Prosperity. Walk with a prosperity mindset. Don't let anybody fool you. God has a covenant of prosperity with you. Not just with the person who calls himself a man of God or a woman of God. With you, yourself. Salvation is not only a spiritual thing, it's also a material thing. God doesn't want you to die of poverty. God doesn't want you to be in poverty. God lifts you out of the dust. He lifts you out of the ash heap. He makes you to sit with the princes of the land. You yourself, not just the ministers of the gospel who are greedy for your money. Who are greedy for your money. Who are buying private jets because you are giving them stupidly. What you don't even have is taken from you because you don't know how to invest. You don't know how to trust God to bless you. And you fall for simple tricks that only fools fall for. We don't want that in Living Hope Church. And I don't want that for anyone. If you are listening to me on this podcast, I don't want that for you. Set your mind on prosperity. Walk with a prosperity mindset. Number four. If indeed you have a prosperity mindset, you won't be a beggar. Instead, you will prosper as many people as you can. You become an overflowing pipe of blessings to others. You know, you never say, oh, I don't have enough to be a blessing to someone. Someone who is needier than you. We are not talking of you blessing someone who is richer than you. Someone who is richer than you. The Bible says, he who gives to the person who is richer than him is going to become poor. Okay, it's going to become poor. If you are going to give to a person who is richer than you, make sure that you know why you are doing so. Out of love, out of gratitude, out of appreciation. Not because they are saying to you, I want to buy another private jet. Please give me money. I want to build another cathedral. God is not interested in people who are building cathedrals. We are going to build a cathedral that can seat 5,000 people. Come and give money. Don't be stupid. God is not interested in that. God is interested in people who build lives. Who build lives. Don't let anybody cajole you, emotionally entangle you to say, we want to build another one that is for 5,000 people. We want to build another one that is for 10,000 people. God is not interested in those things. Don't let them waste your time. You want to spend your money really in a way that God will prosper you? Prosper as many people as you can so that you become an overflowing pipe of blessings to others. Luke 6, verse 38. Give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. The same measure that you use for your neighbors, for your friends, for your relatives. Hallelujah. I know that so many preachers, they will use that to say, give to us, give to me. I'm the preacher, give to me. No, 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 that's not what that verse is saying. Don't let them exploit you. Don't read your Bible upside down. Don't become emotionally disoriented that you are walking wobbly, wobbly. You know, stand firm. Don't be carried away by all sorts of doctrines that make you poorer. Poorer. Materially, spiritually, you are going nowhere by misinterpreting scripture. The Lord is good. A prosperity mindset will mean that you yourself, you say to yourself, I want to become an overflowing pipe of blessings to others. Start with what you have now. Whatever God gives you, also give generously to others. In Luke 16 verses 1 to 9, we meet that steward. In Luke 16 verses 1 to 9, we meet that steward. You know, it's called the parable of the unjust steward. He uses his master's money to bless as many people as possible. Now, God is not saying that we should be corrupt and be fraudulent. The parable is just telling you that whatever you have in your hand, remember to share with others. Okay? That's what that parable is telling you. Have it in your heart that you too will become a pipe, an overflowing pipe of blessings to others. You'll be so surprised how God has continuously enriched me and blessed me. The more I give, the more I have. I don't have less. The more I give, the more I have, by the grace of God. That's for a person who has a prosperity mindset. If you don't have that, you will forget that the Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. You will be waiting to receive and receive and receive. You will be putting pressure on people to give you, to give you, to give you. No, it's blessed for you to give. More blessed for you to give than to receive. And I thank the Lord. The more I bless, the more I also receive. God is just so gracious. In Luke chapter 18, verse 22. So when Jesus heard these things, he said to the young man, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. So Jesus didn't say, you know, give all that you have to the church. Build a bigger church. Build this, build that. Jesus is thinking more. How do we help the needy? How do we help the poor? Our church would rather like to build houses and solve housing problems for people. We would rather like to build businesses and help people to get employed. We would rather like to build schools and help poor people to get into those schools. We won't put the educational fee so exorbitant that those who contribute to our church funding, they can't send their children there, because that's what is happening in some of these large churches that people rush to like fools. They can't understand, You know, they are emotionally tangled up. They are into religion. They are not into Christ Jesus. You need to be into Christ Jesus. That will clear your head and clear your mind. And you won't be gullible. You won't be easily fooled. You won't be emotionally, you know, vulnerable. That you are turned and twisted all over the place, thinking that you are satisfying God, when you are not really satisfying God. And at the end of the day, you are wasting your time and wasting your resources. So Jesus said to this man, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor. Jesus did not say, and go and give it and build a bigger temple in Jerusalem. He didn't say that to this rich man. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. That's where the work needs doing. Helping the poor constantly. Providing those facilities and resources. It's not building bigger and bigger churches. It's actually helping people to thrive and to flourish. Helping to tackle poverty, minimize poverty. The gospel is for the poor, to help the poor out of poverty. This is the will of God. A church that doesn't do that, that is building cathedrals and big buildings, they are not building lives. They are just building their own pockets and building their own kingdom. Number five, today we are talking about a prosperity mindset. This is where sometimes people misunderstand the things of God. Remember, we are just looking at how do you work with a prosperity mindset. This is the final one. Be generous towards God. How do you do this? Wherever God has called you and put you in any particular church, be generous towards the mission and vision that God has given your church. Okay? So that nobody will accuse me of saying we must never give to our church. Okay? But what we are saying is, let it be according to the vision and mission of your church. And the core of the vision and mission of any church is actually to tackle poverty. You know, it's actually to tackle poverty. Let me tell you something. It is no secret. Heaven is already reserved for you. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 5. Heaven is reserved for you. Heaven is reserved, is paved with gold. Everything is perfect. You don't need to work for heaven. There is nothing you can do that will make heaven more beautiful. There is no amount of money you will give that will make heaven richer. No. If somebody is saying to you, if you give more when you get to heaven, you'll find a big house. They are telling you lies. God is not waiting for your money to build you a mansion in heaven. If they say to you, the more you give, the more your heavenly mansion will be furnished and so on. They are just fooling you. Heaven is already perfected. That is where God lives. Heaven is rich. Fight for the earth. Fight for where you are now. That you might say, Lord, I thank you that in your mercy, you've made me to taste the goodness of God in the land of the living. You should not be poor. Don't be poor. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to prosper. So let me recap, because we are now finishing on this wonderful podcast today on working with a prosperity mindset. Let me recap for you. Firstly, remember that God wants you to prosper. Never forget that. There is a covenant of God upon your life to prosper, to flourish. Walk according to that covenant. Understand it. Guard it jealously. Be zealous for it. Number two, understand that the obstacles that you will meet in life, everybody faces obstacles. The obstacles that you will meet in life are the opportunities that God will use to favor you, to break through for you, to take you higher. They're not to destroy you. So don't quit. Don't complain. Don't give up on God. Number three, make the most of the resources that God has placed at your disposal. Ask Him to multiply it for you, to give you wisdom. Look for multiple income streams. God gives to each one of us according to his wisdom and according to our ability. To some he gave 5, to some he gave 2, to others he gave 1. But guess what? All will prosper if they trust in God to multiply it. Number 4. Prosper as many people as you can so that you become an overflowing pipe of blessings to others in your life. And then finally, whichever church God has given you to be a member of, then try as much as possible to support the mission and vision of that church. Be generous towards it. But I don't mean that you are so generous that they exploit you blind, they rob you blind. You know, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you should always be mindful and keep your eyes wide open. And don't lose your common sense when you are giving to your church. May the Lord bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today's word, O God. We thank you that in your mercy you have blessed us. In your mercy you have a prosperity with us, a prosperity covenant, O Lord, to bless us, to advance us, to keep us prospering. Thank you, O Lord. Take all the glory, all the praise, and all the adoration. We know that whatever you say, Lord Jesus, will come to pass. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. We know that, O God, and therefore we trust ourselves to you, O God. Take all the glory, all the praise, all the adoration. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord in his mercy prosper you. He will do so. Just remember, walk according to a prosperity mindset. Hallelujah. That's it for today. Let's listen to this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful music. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Thank God. The Lord is good. I have to wave goodbye to you now until we meet on another podcast. God bless you all. Again, it's your host, Pastor Dr. Kemi Atandai-Lori. Bye-bye now.